The Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center has a spring creative writers retreat that starts tomorrow in Piggott. Adam Long is the new assistant director, working with director Dr. Ruth Hawkins from Arkansas State University. And Long tells about the retreat.
We have a creative writers retreat from on April the 19th through the 21st. We'll have a guest mentor come in, Roland Mann of Oxford, Mississippi. And Roland is he's really good with the writers. He will work with writers to help them develop ideas they may already have, or to generate new ideas of things to write about and to improve them. This class is not for professionals. It's for people who enjoy writing of all skill levels and all experience levels. And Roland is good adjusting to your level and what you're interested in doing and helping you out.
And Long says the retreat is one of several things the museum has throughout the year. Long says it is a tourism draw for the area.
We get several hundred visitors a year, plus high school, junior high, college groups, those sorts of things. We also have several major events throughout the year, including adult writers retreats, which brings in groups of people. And if folks are interested, the tours are from Monday through Friday from 9 to 3 on the hour for drop-in tours.
And as mentioned, Long is the new assistant director at the museum, and being from the area originally, Long says it's great to be back in Northeast Arkansas.
Well, I'm a Jonesboro native and went to Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, and then have recently received a PhD from the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas. And returning to Arkansas now at the first of the year to begin the job here.
Now, Long tells about the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center.
The museum features two historic sites. One is the Pfeiffer Janes home, which is the home of Tom and Mary Pfeiffer, who were a part of a family of international prominence, and their daughter, Pauline, married the author Ernest Hemingway, and they transformed the loft of their barn into a studio for him to work in when he would visit. So the barn is the second building in our museum, and it's the place where Hemingway wrote portions of A Farewell to Arms and some of his short stories.
And Long tells about the house.
In the house itself, we have about 80 to 85% of the furnishings from the 1930s when the Pfeiffers lived here. So we have the furniture, the china, photos, those sorts of things that it restored to the 1930s. And then in the barn, we have many items from Hemingway's time here, as well as a special exhibit on the 1932 safari that he and Pauline took, that became the source of some of his writings, such as The Green Hills of Africa and The Snows of Kilimanjaro.
And Long says the museum has something for everyone.
If you're interested in writing and Ernest Hemingway, we can of course talk about that. If you're interested in local history, we can talk about that. But we also have we can talk about farming and social life in the 1930s. We were set up to do that. Mr. Pfeiffer was a farm owner and ran his farms very differently from the standard in Arkansas, and produced with great results. So we have a little bit of something for everyone, and we think that if you come out, you'll find something that interests you.
And Long tells where he would like to see the museum go in the future.
We'd like to see the museum grow in its regional and national reputation. We think we offer a unique opportunity to connect Arkansas history with national history, and Arkansas literary history with national literary history, and we'd like to see us grow in being able to work with more regional and national organizations.
And that's Adam Long, the new assistant director at the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Education Center in Piggott. The Spring Creative Writers class starts tomorrow, runs through Saturday. More information on that at kasu.org. Click on events.